Our Hidden Kitchen series continues. The Kitchen Sisters Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson have been traveling Texas and sent us a tale from the tailpipe. They call it Deep Fried Fuel, a Biodiesel Kitchen Vision.
I'm Carl Cornelius, and we're at Carl's Corner Truck Stop at Carl's Corner, Texas. It's just a little truck stop coming out of Dallas, conceived out of a dream.
Hey, stranger. Welcome to Carl's.
This used to have a swimming pool right in the middle of it. Had a hot tub on stage, had girls standing ahead and gargle peanut butter. It was a good time here. Rick, would you put on number two there for me? This is a record they wrote about me, The Dreamer. I think it's number two.
They call him a dreamer.
Willie Nelson called me one time and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Willie, I'm shutting down." He said, "What?" "I'm going to shut the truck stop down." He said, "Well, Carl, just shut it down. Just shut the dadgum thing down." And the next morning he called me and said, "Don't shut it down." And he said, "Carl, you want to put one of your lanes in out there as biodiesel?" And I said, "Well, do you believe in the damn stuff, Willie?" He said, "Well, yeah." And I said, "Well, let's do the whole thing, biodiesel."
Carl's Corner, Texas.
Biodiesel can be made of soybean, it can be made of castor bean or peanut oil, vegetable oil, anything like that. Sunflower seeds, mustard seed, Willie said. They're doing out in California right now. Isn't that right, Willie?
Yeah, and also it can be made out of the grease traps in the restaurants, and that's what I'm running my cars on in Maui. And there's
Willie's wife, Annie, put the bug in his head a few years ago when she saw biodiesel vehicles on Maui. Willie's touring bus runs on vegetable oil and bio Willie now. My name is Joe Nick Petoskey. I've been writing about Texans for about 35 years. Biodiesel is a fuel that's made out of stuff you can grow and vegetable oil.
Kitchen grease. Everybody uses a lot of grease. The whole concept with Rudolph Diesel back in the early days was the one that perfected the diesel engine, and it ran off of peanut oil. And then the big boys come along and oil and everything like that, and so it took over where Rudolph left off.
Just put a touch on the end of your finger and actually taste it. Amazing, you run an 18-wheeler on it. Huh? We take soybean oil that comes out of mainly in the Midwest, and then we refine it. I'm Peter Bell, Earth Biofuels Distribution, co-founder of the BioWillie brand in Dallas, Texas. Carl's was really the place where it started, and we were the first place anywhere in the country selling B20 to truckers, which is 20% biodiesel, 80% diesel fuel. We might no longer be known as Texas T, but Texas B.
I'm driving this truck on a mountain road, got a hot rod rig and a flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke, these hairpin curves ain't no joke. Diesel smoke.
Dangerous curve. My name's Larry Fowler. I'm out of St. Louis, Missouri, and we're at Carl's Corner Truck Stop. I haul chemicals. I'm a tanker. So I haul hazardous material all the time. Biodiesel burns cleaner. The emissions not as much coming out the exhaust. Every chance I get, I get it. I think our politicians sold us out. Get away from the foreign oil more, not let the foreign oil company run us.
I'm a biodiesel rebel. Now that's just what I am. This is our land of freedom, not Bin Laden's or Saddam.
Should be obvious to everyone, we're running out of dinosaur wine. This is Kinky Friedman. I'm a compassionate redneck. I'm 61 years old, which is too young for Medicare and too old for women to care. I have the band, the Texas Jew Boys, and I'm running for governor here in Texas. Willie would be my chief of the new Texas Energy Commission. Of all the 10 or 12 particles that they've isolated that make Houston the number one polluted city in America, diesel is the worst.
My name's Chris Powers. I'm the founder of Houston Biodiesel. I teach a class on how to make biodiesel safely in your own home. You know, the kitchen way. Because you can make it in a blender in your kitchen, too. Now, I wouldn't use that blender again for a margarita or anything, but if you have a sacrificial blender, want the recipe? 1 liter of vegetable oil.
There's all these folks out there doing what's called homebrew.
8 grams of potassium hydroxide.
People go collect this oil from restaurants, McDonald's dumpsters, donut places, and they take it home, they filter it with coffee filters, and they react it with an alcohol, just like we do in a big refinery.
There's also the Dr. Pepper method. You take a 2 liter Dr. Pepper bottle.
So this whole homebrew thing is how biodiesel basically started in the United States, sort of a cottage industry.
Oh, handle. sir. How you doing today?
Well, I'm riding around through North Carolina into Virginia right now.
I was on Bill Mack's trucking show on XM Radio not too long ago, and it was Willie Wednesday, and Willie calls in and takes calls from listeners who are largely truckers.
What can I do for you today?
Were you aware that there's a glut of peanuts on the market? Nothing's going to be done with them, either stored or thrown away.
Well, that don't sound right.
They don't sound right if you make biodiesel out of them.
All anybody was talking about was biodiesel, how this is such a good thing for the family farmer, for rural communities in general. Just to hear the truckers talk about it gave me hope.
Carl's Corner, Texas. We want an alternate fuel city. We want to be totally independent of everything. We want wind power, solar power, biodiesel power, soybeans. And
if the farmers and the truckers get aboard in a big way, the soccer moms will not be far behind. It's a way of having clean energy. I mean, these are reachable stars.
Carl's Corner, Texas.
There was an incident in Colorado where a bear attacked a biodiesel truck because it smelled like French fries. This is the downside of biodiesel.
Deep-fried fuel was produced by the Kitchen Sisters with KUT Austin and mixed by Jim McKee. Hidden Kitchens, Stories, Recipes, and More is now out in paperback. Check out the book and biodiesel at npr.org.